Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
All right, we are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, joining us from God's waiting room. Steve.
I love it down here. I actually really, it's growing on me.
Yeah. So is in that high humidity and high temperature, better not sit too long because something else will start growing on you.
Oh, it's been nice down here lately. It's nice.
Yeah. It's still April. Just hang on until it gets 90 degrees and the humidity is 90%. And you just look outside of your house and you start to sweat. I'm not a big fan of Florida.
I'll go swimming.
Yeah, do it in a freshwater lake and you'll be gator bait. Yeah. Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce.
Hello, John. Hello, Steve.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Yeah, John, I'm about walking distance from Gonzales, so you know, the start of your show, that kind of touched my heart a little bit. Come and take it. Exactly.
Well, they're taking something out there in Poway, and I hope they're not taking Steve Voss out of office.
No, I hope not. This is going pretty fast. I think they're trying to be conquered. In fact, we are. We're having our Constitution removed without a shot being fired, purely through psychological operations, coordinated through the federal government, through local and secret societies, through the media. I mean, just it sounds crazy. I would have thought it was crazy 5-10 years ago. It's pretty apparent to me. It's just too scripted. It's just too ridiculous at times. I spoke with Steve last month after Christchurch, and we went through a lot of the abnormalities of that.
Yep, we did.
Oh, yeah.
So, Bruce, let me ask you real quick here. Bruce, so your interpretation of Donald Trump as a president right now, effective, ineffective, just going along with the script already? What do you think about him?
I think he's blackmailed. I think he... sold us a bill of goods, to be honest. I voted for him. I had a campaign sign out front. I burned it already.
But you see, Bruce, this is part and parcel. And I'm not saying that people should or shouldn't. I'm not saying politically how they should feel or what they should do. But I'm telling you, and people looked at it this way. You ask any one of these Trump voters, you ask anybody, any Democrat that voted for him, that couldn't hold their nose any longer because they were starving their brain of oxygen. They were holding their nose and watching the Democrats. What I perceive going on here is to break the American people's political will. And many people thought that Donald Trump, here was a guy, he was a business guy. well, what's the number one thing for the government? Oh, that's commerce. Everybody pays attention to that. Well, I can fix that. And I'm still of the opinion that this guy had a high opinion of himself, with his abilities. He thought it was going to be a breeze to walk into the White House, sit down in the Oval Office, just as many presidents have done before him, look at the situation and go, okay, there's choices to be made, and we're going to make them. And every damn time you turn around, look, you even had Bolton trying to blow up the North Korean. You know, here's the North Koreans that they have taught every generation since the Korean War, I'm sorry, police action. They have taught all their people to know the only thing the United States wants to do is invade us and occupy us, like they did Germany and still do militarily. And this John Bolton character goes in and blows up the whole damn thing, and Trump's got to put it back together. Well, we're going to have a harder time putting it back together with Russia and Putin, because the idiots in this country are still, the Russian collusion. While everybody's tiptoeing and hoping that they don't get named, a true investigation of Hillary Clinton and her emails and the Clinton Foundation and the Uranium One deal and all of this other stuff. I mean, come on. Julian Assange to be sent back to the United States for trial for what?
That's the man who put Trump in office. You really want to look at it. If it wasn't for Vault 7 or all the leaks that Seth Rich happened to give, you know.
And that's Bruce.
He put him over the hump.
And Bruce, thank you for bringing that up. Everybody seems to understand, but nobody's speaking the words publicly, that information, he was angry because, well, what Clinton did to old Bernie Sanders, to disinclude him. And that's what he was upset about. It wasn't that here was a guy that, you know, finally looked at the Democrats and went, wow, you know, I'm part of the DNC here, and I want to blow the whistle because the DNC is wrong. No, Hillary was wrong for going after Bernie and trying to out him. And that got him 3 bullets in the back. Everybody seems to understand that. But yet we still have the Russian collusion going on, and we're still going to investigate Trump. And once we investigate him, there's got to be something hidden. It's really hidden because we haven't found it yet. We got to dig deeper. This is all.
That's what I'm talking about, a huge power, you know, unseen hand, you know, playing this out. It's pretty, you know, they call it blackpilling. I don't want to change. If you want to change the subject from Trump, I want to ask you, John. You talk a lot about police today. I have a brother who is a retired police officer. He even tells me himself, it's ridiculous because a woman gets shot dead for protecting her dog, or, you know, you just open, you know, holding a can opener and they fire you up. Why is it any of these serial killers that are running around with ARs, I haven't seen one of them get fired up in the street, have you?
Nope. Well, No, hold on here. There was a little incident down here about a year and a half ago in Texas that somebody figured they were going to go in there and fire up a church, in which they did. But
right, that's authentic. I live right down the road from it.
Okay.
In Sutherland Springs.
Wait a minute. You're going too fast and your connection isn't really clear. Say those words again.
Okay, yeah, I live pretty close to Sutherland Springs, so I'm pretty familiar with that situation. That seemed to me more organic, but these other guys that down in Parkland, over there in California, in New Zealand, these are supposed to be stone cold killers, and then they get taken, just like Breivik up in Norway, and they just they surrender peacefully. I mean, and then there they are being paraded around. The guy's AR there in California is in his car, sitting next to his hand sanitizer. Have you seen any pictures of any shot people? I haven't.
Well, ironically, you said a police officer had told you that. What was the connection to you?
Well, that's my brother. He's a retired police officer. I was just relating today cops are pretty quick on the trigger. And so when you have these mass, quote-unquote mass shootings, when they encounter the suspect, it seems like they never get fired up. They never get taken, you know, they just surrender peacefully. and this guy is supposed to have an AR, and he's murdering people in a church?
Well, even USA Today is starting to take notice. At least 85,000. And, folks, that's not a typo. It's not 8,500. No, it's not 850. No, it's not 85. 85,000 law enforcement officers across the U.S. have been investigated or disciplined for misconduct over just over the past decade. So that is 8,500 that they know of, or they collected the data, 8,500 a year for the last 10 years. And this is USA doing this, USA Today. Despite the role of public servants, the men and women who swear an oath to keep communities safe can generally avoid public scrutiny for their misdeeds. And that's another misnomer. Police do not keep communities safe. Police answer calls going to them asking for their help. They arrive after the deed has been done.
Yeah, well, I'd just like to see them shoot one of these mass killers for once. It just doesn't seem right. It just seems like maybe the surrender is
deranged. But here again, it's already too late. The only way to stop a madman or a bad man with a gun is a good man with a gun.
Right. In the act, yes, to stop him. But when you're going to apprehend him, none of them ever get number.
No, I get your point, but I had to make my point. You made your point again, and I'm saying they're only showing up after the fact. Okay, whether they shoot them or they don't. People are still ending up dead because they will not train, they will not pick up arms. Look, Steve, help me out here because I can't even think of a proper analogy here.
I'm listening to him, and when he's talking about why does the mass shooter always mostly die, well, that's part of the false flag, the patsy. You have to get rid of the patsy because if you had him in custody, he'd spill his guts at who hired him from the FBI, who supplied him with the money, who supplied him with the guns, who supplied him with the bombs, and that guy has to be silenced. Dead man, they can't talk anymore. So that's why we see some of these mass killers, these shooters are offed. They're outed. They're gone. They take them out, or they say they committed suicide. That cuts all the ties from who actually potentiated, who actually structured this whole thing.
I would like to interview the 19-year-old. I'd like to dig into his little cranium. Mm-hmm. I would like to find out what motivated him, and where did you get this idea from? I could expose more in a 15-minute interview than these clods could in a year. I mean, what did the FBI say about the biggest mass shooting? I think it's the biggest one on record, and correct me if I'm wrong, Steve, Las Vegas. What was the FBI's conclusion? Oh, we have no idea why he did it.
There were several shooters, but they don't want to talk about
that. They don't want to talk about
it. Bruce, you mentioned something really important here, and I want to bring it back up, is Vault 7. Vault 7 is a CIA operation. It's a program software where they can actually go in your computer and basically put the incriminating evidence on your computer. So what could have happened, they could have used Vault 7, and actually that whole 4,000-word manifesto could have been manufactured for him because now he's a patsy. Think about that.
These manifestos sure read like someone like a fiction writer with a fertile imagination and with severe political leanings, writing up something he imagined. Yep. You know, like a script for a movie or something. You know.
Right. They got their patsy now. And now they'll keep him away from law enforcement. They'll have his lawyer, but they'll keep everything secluded, and he won't have access to anybody else to tell what actually happened. And they're going to keep this thing very contained.
Right. Before I go, Steve. I've broken my finger post-starting a snowmobile in Alaska, and that thing is snapped, and that was severe pain. I'm double over. All the way to the hospital, you know, the thing's throbbing. Tell me, you get two fingers shot off, and you're going to stay there and continue? And
No, I actually read that, too. I had my notes right here, too. It said he continued to do the sermon while the shooting was going on. I'm going, man, there's a dedicated guy right there. I don't think so. I hear shots in the distance. Maybe I'm going down. I'm hiding. I'm not going to be a victim, but now I just didn't buy any of this. Of course, that was CNN talking about it. Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. All right. I'm going to have to go before I get in trouble. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you calling. I'm doing a little bit more searching here. Well, folks, if you want to find out, you can search a list of more than 30,000 police officers banned by 44 states. They were very bad boys. And this is, again, going back to the story that, well, if USA can do this, and this is not all, this is just what they've been able to gather so far, 85,000 cops who've been investigated for misconduct over the past decade. Officers have beaten members of the public, planted evidence, used their badges to harass women. They've lied, stolen, dealt drugs, driven drunk, and abused their spouses. Despite their role as public servants, the men and women who swear an oath to keep communities safe can generally avoid public scrutiny for their misdeeds. The records of their misconduct are filed away, rarely seen by anybody outside their departments. Police unions and their political allies have worked to put special protections in place, ensuring some records are shielded from public view or even destroyed. Reporters from USA Today and its 100-plus affiliated newsrooms and nonprofit Invisible Institute in Chicago, I don't even like the sound of that, but be that as it may, have spent more than a year creating the biggest collection of police misconduct records. Obtained from thousands of state agencies, prosecutors, police departments, and sheriffs, the records detail at least 200,000 incidents of alleged misconduct, much of it previously unreported. The records obtained include more than 110,000 internal affairs investigations by hundreds of individual departments and more than 30,000 officers who were decertified by 44 state oversight agencies. Now, most of the misconduct involves routine infractions, but the record revealed tens of thousands of cases of serious misconduct and abuse. They include 22,924 investigations of officers using excessive force, 3,145 allegations of rape, child molestation, and other sexual misconduct, and 2,307 cases of domestic violence by officers. Dishonesty is frequently the problem. The records document at least 2,227 instances of perjury, tampering with evidence of witnesses, or falsifying reports. There were 418 reports of officers obstructing investigations. Most often, they or someone they knew were the targets. Less than 10% of the officers in most police forces get investigated for misconduct. That means 90% don't even get looked at, folks. Yet some officers have consistently under investigation. They're there, the bad apples. Nearly 2,500 have been investigated on 10 or more charges. 20 faced 100 or more allegations, yet kept their badges for years. So the level of oversight varies widely from state to state. Georgia, Florida decertified thousands of police officers from everything from crimes to questions about their fitness to serve. Other states banned almost none. And Steve, I'm getting tired of posting stories on our website of police that are just killing people. I mean, supposedly they had a suspect, but the cop didn't notice that the bad guy in his pickup truck had four children with him. And one of them ended up with a bullet in her head.
You know, John, a long time ago, you and I talked about this issue, and I gave you a lowball percentage number. I said, let's just say 10% of police officers are bad apples, which are a lot more than that. I'm looking at a website now, and I'm just trying to find out the number of law enforcement officers in the United States, and I'm finding only a 2014 number of an estimated 900,000 law enforcement officers in the United States. So just the lowball number of, say, 10%, which I think is a heck of a lot more than that, maybe 20, even higher, 25, percent of bad apples of law enforcement. That's a lot of officers that are just rogue doing their own thing. These are the guys that you and I have talked about. I'm afraid of. I really am afraid of these people when they pull you over, because I don't know if I've got – the guy that just came back from Iraq and he's all hopped up and he wants to shoot somebody. He wants to escalate, not de-escalate. I'm worried about that guy.
Or the guy that goes on his shift and, you know, he's got to look cool and natural and like nothing's wrong. And maybe his murdered wife on the bedroom floor is just now getting cold. You don't know. You don't know. Tom in Utah, Sherry in Kansas, and others, we'll get to your calls right after this break. 800-848-9222. 313-94-43. Just because I'm a little paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get us, folks, and I think they're out to get us.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back. Tom in Utah, you're up next. Hello, Tom.
Am I here?
I don't know where you're at, but I know I'm here.
Oh, by the way, I figured it out. That rabbi and his handlers, programmers, they're happy waving that hand in front of us because they're giving us the finger.
Well, yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
I just had a curiosity, since we've now got the Mueller report on life support and ICU, I think, for the moment, I haven't heard anything about Ben Carson. Do you have any information on what's happened with Ben Carson and HUD?
No, not a thing. He was being kind of looked at to be the, and I don't know what qualifications he has to be, the president of the Federal Reserve, but since that, I've heard nothing. And I've heard nothing about his dealings with HUD, which I kind of thought, seeing how he was a doctor and a surgeon, he would be best suited with trying to straighten out the VA.
Yeah,
I don't know, Tom. I don't know how to answer that.
I'm wondering if he found out that HUD was the primary facilitator for the undocumented.
Hmm.
Anyway,
And
just been a curiosity, and I didn't know if you'd heard anything that I haven't picked up on.
Well, I could see at that point in time him telling Donald Trump, you know, I think I'm going to move on and go do something else. And maybe he was teased with the federal. This is just speculation on my part. Make it clear to people. I don't have any inside track information. I don't have any sorted little detail that nobody else has on this one. But there was somebody, Steve, that up and quit today. They wanted to quit last March.
Yeah, Rod Rosenstein.
Rod Rosenstein handed in his resignation today.
He did.
Hmm.
The last time I saw him, he was standing behind William Barr, and he had this blank stare on his face. He looked like he was in fear. I don't know what was wrong with the guy. He was a blank stare, and he was scared.
He looked like he looked like if you would have yelled his name, he would have jumped right out of his skin.
Yeah, he did.
It was.
What do you think happened there? What do you think is going on there?
I
what
think
do you speculate.
My speculation is that he was going to stick around as being the attorney general, well, the kind of undersecretary of eternal generalship here, as not to make it look like he was getting his hat prematurely. He was going to stick around for the investigation, and now that that's over, I think he can't get out of there fast enough. And my question is, what did Rod Rosenstein know? Because he was under the Obama administration, was he not?
Yes, he was.
Does he know, and how much did he know, and when did he know it? That's why I think he's getting that.
He knew about the phony dossier. I think he knew about it, and he allowed it to go further. I think he's part of that.
Well, then, okay, well, answer me this, Batman. Then why did Jeff Sessions recuse himself and just stand back when the attorney general, just because Trump nominated him and the Senate okayed it, why did he just recuse himself from one of the biggest things? Did he not know the same thing that Rosenstein knew?
I think he would.
You know, the problem with trying to figure out in a room full of criminals, you got maybe a couple of good guys in there, or maybe people falsely accused. Mm-hmm. You're dealing with a room full of criminals.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, draining the swamp? Shush. You know, if I hear that one more time, I think my head's going to explode.
Actually, I don't think you hear Trump even, he never uses that anymore, that phrase. I never hear it.
Well,
I haven't heard drain the swamp in ages. I haven't heard that term at all from him.
Well, I know what the swamp is, and it's the people directing behind the curtain, not these stage actors we keep seeing every day.
Yeah.
Sherry in Kansas. Hello, Sherry.
Hello, John and Steve.
Hello.
John, you mentioned Sutherland Springs. You need to talk to Mark Anderson. He said he went down there about a month after it happened, and there were no windows broken because he looked at the caulk in all the windows, and it was old caulk. He couldn't tell any bullet holes that had been patched. And so I don't think if something happened down there, it went down quite like they reported on it.
Well, the last I heard, they were going to wreck the church and build a new one, or they had moved the church.
Well, Mark said he was down there a month after it happened, and it didn't look like that place had been shot up.
Yeah, but why do a false flag with just some random individual that's going to go get the bad guy? I mean, that makes no sense to run a false flag.
I don't know.
I don't either. I'll have to talk to Mark about that.
That's all I had.
All right. Bye. Thank you. That would seem kind of strange, wouldn't it? Why do a false flag when it was a guy, just a random guy with a rifle that saw bad things happening, so he went to get the bad guy with a rifle? You mean somebody else is running false flags only for the positive? Does that sound even remotely close to you, Steve?
No, it doesn't either.
No. Charlie in Los Angeles, have to hold here for a minute. We're taking the bottom of the hour break. 800-313-9443. Well, finally, people are waking up. The essence of evil, sex with children, has become big business in America. Their favorite age, 13-year-old girls. And folks, this is going on all over the place. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back, Charlie in Los Angeles.
Am I coming in loud and clear?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about these synagogue shootings that, to me, are probably the phoniest of all the shootings. I mean, it's easier to get into the courthouse, you know, than it is a synagogue. A synagogue has perimeter surveillance.
Charlie, you're winking out on me here. You're getting scrunched there.
Okay, how am I coming in now?
Okay, talk quickly. I don't know how long it's going to last.
Okay, well, I'll just say this. You got metal detectors. You got guards at the door. You got electronic buzzers to unlock the lock. You can't just walk into a synagogue. It's not like a church or a mall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's absolutely almost impossible to walk in there with any kind of a gun through the metal detector. I mean, so
that's interesting.
Plus the rabbi is supposed to have his fingers shot off. Would he be under the influence of hard narcotics to keep away the pain? I mean, I don't believe any of this because I've been in synagogues in different states, and they're all the same. They've had government grants. They'll give them metal detectors and closed-circuit security. And you got the goons outside the door. I mean, it's absolutely impossible. So,
that's
hey,
interesting.
Yeah. I mean, just that's what they're doing. They're selling us crap, and people believe it because they're gullible. Thanks for taking
the
call.
Very, all right. That is very interesting. You know what? I think he makes a valid point there, John. I really do.
Well, I mean, yeah, camera surveillance. What do you think is one of the most heavily surveilled buildings?
Pentagon.
Why did we only see a few snapshots of one video where the supposed jet hit the Pentagon?
And there was some footage also from a gas station nearby.
Oh, they compensated.
That caught the whole thing, too, and they took it all away, and you can't see it.
Classified.
Yeah. Classified. Why is it classified?
Well, you're talking about one of the greatest terrorist hits on America. You would think
one of the biggest scams in history. Is what
thank you.
There you go.
But see, now you know we're going to have more lawsuits levied against people for statements they make on air.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make sure the people of this network understand we don't cotton too good to people making threats to people. Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to have those kinds of people cross the line, let's make sure they didn't come from our ranks.
I'm glad he brought that up, because the synagogue around the corner for me, there's one here, John.
Mm-hmm.
It's armed, got guards out front.
Yeah.
And they're armed, and there's no way I could just walk in there. So he makes a very good point. I am going to look closer into that, because there will be some surveillance footage. We should see that. But if it doesn't go with the story, they're not going to show that to
us. And according to Steve Voss, they had exercises out there on security and things of that nature. And all of a sudden, boom, we got this 19-year-old kid that had plans of burning down a mosque that successfully walks into a synagogue with an AR-15. They didn't say 16, AR-15. You know, there's that semi-automatic assault rifle. And goes in there and shoots the fingers off a rabbi and kills a woman.
Yeah. John, I'm always amazed when people's, their little war games, their little exercise they do to protect don't work. Or they don't utilize them. Things just happen. And they go, oops, we dropped the ball on this one here. We had everything in place to do this if this ever happens. And for some reason, we just all forgot what we were supposed to do. And this guy walks in and just shoots people. You have all these things in place to stop this and prevent this, but for some reason, it doesn't happen.
Well,
I'm always amazed by that.
Well, and look at the school shooting down in Florida.
Right.
I mean, the police department, the FBI was aware of this kid, and he's not surveilled, and he has the opportunity to go into a school and shoot, school kids. Yeah.
Well, they're hanging that Sheriff Israel out to dry right now. but there's more to that story, too. There's people that didn't go in. And that I feel sorry for that police officer by name of Scott Peterson. What a terrible name to have, because when I lived in California, Scott Peterson was one of the most hated men in the country. Most hated man in the state. You remember the Scott Peterson case, right?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Accidentally killed his wife, took her into the bay, and sunk her down with some cinder blocks.
Yeah.
His name is Scott Peterson, and how that's all turned out. But this police officer by the name of Scott Peterson did not enter the school because he was told, he wasn't told. He just said the shooting was going on. He wasn't going to enter the shooting. He was going to stay outside to see what he can do outside. But the other law enforcement were told to stand down and not enter the school.
Is that why they canned Israel?
Yeah, I think that there's something fishy going on, because Israel told the other officers to stand down, do not go in. It's like this is a whole script, and the fall guy was going to be the Scott Peterson guy who did not.
Let me ask you, Steve.
Yeah.
You've never been law enforcement.
No.
You were in the military, but you were in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the Army. Never been in law enforcement. But if I had the means, and I was outside that school, would either you or I be standing outside that school continuing to hear gunshots, or would we be in that building trying to stop the shooter?
I would have gone in.
So would I have.
I would have gone in.
But yet we have the badged ones that have been, their moniker is we protect the community. Okay, well, they're standing there witnessing a crime, ongoing crime, and they're not going into the crime scene?
Mm-hmm. Well, who's better to go into the crime scene, a SWAT team or just a flunky cop, a school cop? Think about it. You see how the SWAT teams, they're outfitted, everything, the best of everything. They got the vests. They got everything, the best of firepower. Now, those guys should have gone in, but they were told to stand down. So flunky cop has to go in to take down the shooter, but the guys who really are equipped to take down the shooter stand down and stay outside.
Well, isn't that amazing that we can offer to people through FrontSight the amount of training that you would need to handle any, and folks, I mean any situation that might arise, depending on how deep you wanted to go with your training, and you weren't restricted, okay? Why is it to the common, everyday, ordinary American, they're able to take training like that, but yet the police aren't trained, and they're told to be fearful for their lives? If you think your life's in danger, shoot first, ask questions later. Something is very, very wrong here. Something is very, very wrong here. Authored by John Whitehead via the Rutherford Institute, John Ryan from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Remember the milk cartons, folks? Remember the pictures of the children on the milk cartons? Oh, missing. Missing. Didn't say kidnap. Didn't say kidnap for sex. No, just missing. Well, John Ryan of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, he says children are being targeted and sold for sex in America every single day. Children, young girls, some as young as 9 years old are being bought and sold for sex in America. The average age for a young woman being sold for sex is now 13 years old. This is America's dirty little secret. Sex trafficking, especially when it comes to the buying and selling of young girls, has become big business in America, the fastest growing business in organized crime, and the second most lucrative commodity traded illegally after drugs and guns. An investigative journalist, Amy Fine Collins, notes, I'm quoting her, "It's become more lucrative and much safer to sell malleable teens than drugs or guns. A pound of heroin or AK-47 can be retailed once, but a young girl can be sold 10 to 15 times a day, and a righteous pimp confiscates 100% of her earnings. Consider this. Every 2 minutes, a child is exploited in the sex industry. According to the USA Today, adults purchase children for sex at least 2.5 million times a year in the United States." But you see, the FBI can't catch any of those people. They're snooping and pooping on all the emails, but they don't catch these guys. They don't even catch terrorists that they proclaim that they're out there hunting vigilantly. No, they just shoot Christian farmers, that cattle growers that show up in Nevada. Yeah. According to the USA Today, adult purchases, as I said, 2.5 million. Who buys child for sex? Otherwise ordinary men from all walks of life. They could be your coworker, your doctor, your pastor, or your spouse, writes journalist Tim Swarens, who spent more than a year investigating the sex trade in America. In Georgia alone, it's estimated that 7,200 men, half of them in their 30s, seek to purchase sex with adolescent girls each month, averaging roughly 300 a day. It's estimated that at least 100,000 children, girls and boys, are bought and sold for sex in the U.S. every year, with as many as 300,000 children in danger of being trafficked each year. Some of these children are forcibly abducted, others are runaways, and still others are sold in the system. Now, man, human trafficking, the commercial sexual exploitation of American children and women via the internet, strip clubs, escort services, or street prostitution, is on its way to becoming one of the worst crimes in the U.S., said prosecutor Krishna Patel. This is an industry that revolves around cheap sex on the fly, with young girls and women are sold to 50 men a day for $25 apiece, while their handlers make $150,000 to $200,000 per child each year. This is not a problem found only in big cities. It's happening everywhere, right under our noses, in suburbs, cities, towns across the country. As Ernie Allen of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children points out, the only way not to find this in any American city is to simply not look for it. And don't fool yourselves into believing that this merely is concern for lower-income communities or immigrants. It's not. And guess who, Steve, knows these pimps, knows the streets? Cops. A lot of them paid to look the other way. Can we say graft? In order to avoid detection, in some cases aided and abetted by the police, and cater to male buyers, demand for sex with different women, pimps and gangs, and crime syndicates they work for have turned sex trafficking into a highly mobile enterprise, with trafficked girls, boys, and women constantly being moved from city to city, state to state, and country to country. The Baltimore-Washington area, referred to as the Circuit, with its I-95 corridor with rest stops, bus stations, truck stops, is the hub for sex trade. No doubt about it, this is a highly profitable, highly organized, and highly sophisticated sex trafficking business that operates in towns large and small, raking in upwards of $9.5 billion a year in the U.S. alone. I could go on with this. Folks, you want to read the rest of it, go to republicbroadcasting.org. We have a moral decay. You think the only thing that's crumbling in this country, folks, is our infrastructure? It's not the only thing that's crumbling, Steve.
I agree. Let me ask you a question, John.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned all this sex trafficking. And the last couple of weeks, I guess it's probably over a month ago now, the Patriots owner, Robert Kraft, that whole thing of wherever he was in some spa or something and some prostitution thing.
Yeah.
What do you think that was all about? What was that all about?
Because this
happens all the time, but there's something behind that. And I was trying to figure that along with when you're talking about this topic here, the sex trafficking, and these were women of age. They weren't children, but I'm still trying to figure out the incorporation. What is the takedown here and what are they trying to do?
And why would Robert Kraft, the owner, I think he's the owner of Kraft Foods, if I'm not mistaken.
That I do not know.
I think it is. He's always referred to as the owner of the Patriots. Well, that's Robert Kraft. And I do believe, and correct me, folks, if I'm wrong here, he owns Kraft Foods. Why would anybody, with that kind of public notoriety, with that public exposure, take on a hooker at a nail salon? It does not make any sense.
No, it doesn't. And they want to show a video. They're trying to bring him down, and I can't figure out the motive. There's something there. I can't figure it out.
Well, I don't know. As a football fan, I hate the Patriots. I don't like Tom Brady. Are they good? Have they won a bunch of Super Bowls? Oh, yeah, they have.
He's probably one of the best quarterbacks of all time, John.
Well, I don't know about that.
Probably. Better than Peyton Manning.
You're not going to get me into a football fight. Not today. Well, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that about Robert Kraft, but if I had that much to lose and I had that notoriety where my name is spoken synonymously with the New England Patriots, I sure wouldn't be dealing with some hooker at a nail salon. I'd be a little bit more discreet than that, wouldn't you?
I would, too. That's what I'm saying. There's more to this, and I'm looking up right now to see if he is the Kraft, the same Kraft.
I think that he is. I could be wrong.
You're never wrong, John. Never. I don't see it. I'm looking.
Are you tempting humor in the last 10 minutes of the show today?
Do you want to sleep at the top bunk or the bottom bunk? You can make it. I got my mom and the mother-in-law coming down. I'm going to have some fun, but I'm actually going to pull this off and say, you know, we got bunk beds, so you're in the same room, and I can hear these creaking bones trying to get up and get in. Is that the bed or the creaking bones from the mother-in-law or my mom? I don't see it here, if he's the owner. I'll find it. I just think there's something there with that. It's just, why did they make such an issue out of it? I mean, this stuff happens all the time. Big deal, you know. But they made an issue of this, and they destroy this guy, and I'm trying to figure out why.
Well, yeah, I think you're crunching your bandwidth down there. Are you looking up on your computer?
Yeah.
That cease and desist. You're gurgling now. Your bandwidth ain't too good in that location. Your undisclosed location, of which I'm sitting here. Can I give out the address once you move?
No. I'm in a bunker. You know, you're not supposed to have basements here, but I got a basement. I'm in a basement right now.
You're in a basement?
Yeah, in a basement in Florida.
Yeah, you can only dig down, I think, 3 or 4 feet until you hit water, I think.
That's about right. I don't see it. I don't see him. He's the owner. Maybe I don't see it.
Okay. I thought that he was. Maybe I'm in error. When Sam's just sitting here looking, rolling his eyeballs around. You haven't got on the internet, have you, to check that out? We're not bandwidth crunched here. At any rate.
Key people, John Cahill, Chairman, CEO. I don't see owner. I don't see Robert Kraft on here.
All right. Owner,
Kraft Heinz.
There you
Kraft
go.
Kraft Heinz is owner. There you go. But it's not him. Robert Kraft.
It's not him?
Kraft Heinz. Nope, it's not him.
The heat's on.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
All right, we're back. Bob Kraft runs and owns Kraft Group, a Massachusetts holding company that owns many companies and the NFL team New England Patriots and some pro soccer team that plays in the same stadium. His only relationship to Kraft Foods of Illinois is he owns stock in that company, or Heinz. Well, they merged, so
Yeah, they merged
Heinz-Kerry. That's Heinz is John Kerry's wife's...
Right. I'm looking her up right here. She's 80 years old, yeah.
Wow.
Yep. She was married to one senator before, and then he died in a plane crash, and then she marries John Kerry.
Hmm.
Mr. Swiftbutt.
Hmm.
Married him in 1995. Her husband died in 91, and she married Kerry in 95.
The Botox babe. She likes the political hookup, doesn't she?
Yeah. Worth billions. Billions.
Interesting. All right. Anything else you want to close out with here?
Oh, yeah. We got about 7 minutes. Let's see here. My little notes. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about this real quick here. The impeachment.
Oh,
I got to laugh at the impeachment. Elizabeth Warren is out there right now calling on Democrats to move towards impeachment of Donald Trump. And I'm thinking, on what? Well, suspicious behavior. Can you please be more explicit here? Give me a little more description what you're talking about here. The hand gestures, the shifty eyes. This is getting to be comical, John. This is comical that they just didn't get what they wanted out of their Mueller report, and now they've got to fish for something else and suspicious behavior. And I guess what May 1st is the Mueller report will be revealed on the 1st, right? May 1st?
I guess.
I think I heard May 1st, they'll get their hands on it, and they're going to sit back, and they're going to read through that, and they're going to say, well, what do you think this means?
You know,
what do you think this means?
You know, I think I've heard that there's some tribes of Indian that Elizabeth Warren claiming that she is of Indian descent. I think some of them want to take her out in the desert with the old desert ants and bury her up to her neck and let the ants have at her.
Put a little honey on her.
Nah. I don't know if you could sweeten that old bag or not. I don't know.
I heard she was Zulu. I heard she was Zulu. I heard she's not Native American. I heard she's Zulu. Just a very, very light-skinned Zulu is what I heard.
Blue-green eyes? Isn't that
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
She's Zulu.
No,
definitely.
I,
no, but I think this is they're grasping at straws. This is quite embarrassing, and...
Well, yeah, but
and then wanting his taxes for 7 years. First of all, if he was negligent or did something fraudulent in his taxes, don't you think the IRS would have been all over that by now?
Well, the way, this is one I thought you would snap to real fast.
What's that?
More information has come out with UPS, Eyes in the Home Health Services with U.S. Vaccine Project. They're actively seeking this. UPS Inc. wants to get beyond U.S. doorsteps with a new push into healthcare. The world's largest package delivery firm is preparing to test a U.S. service that dispatches nurses to vaccinate adults in their homes. Reuters has learned as the company and its healthcare clients work to fend off cost pressures and competitive threats from Amazon.com. I didn't know Amazon could give you shots, but hey. I thought you'd jump all over that one. And by the way, it's just not adults. It's going to be for the children to make sure that they're vaccinated with their 32 injections. And we make them brain dead. But we make the drug companies very rich. And they can't be sued directly. You got to go to vaccination court or whatever. Yeah.
Yep.
$1 trillion industry, folks. The people that wrote the healthcare laws... They were in there, and they were angry that we didn't have national health care because they would have made a killing, pun intended.
Yeah.
Steve Elkins, thank you. I appreciate it, my friend.
You are welcome, sir.
And
we'll get that bunk bed ready for you.
Yeah. Is your house flame-proof? No, just teasing. Thanks for being here, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is our